good lion.
So recently I want to tell you guys about a story where we were in Oklahoma with Nick from Good Lion TV traveling down the road in our Sprinter van, and I noticed a guy walking down the side of the road with a enormously huge cross, and I think we were off of 39th Street Expressway. I said, "Nick, check this out, man. This guy's over here carrying this cross." He's like, "Wow, whoa, that's crazy." I said, "Should we pull over and interview him?" He goes, "Heck yeah, man, let's do it." So we stopped. We pulled up to the first parking lot we could see right there. We stop. We get out. We get the equipment ready real quick. We run up. By that time, he's getting right to where we're at. And we hit him on the spot. Like, "Yo, what's up, bro?"
"Hey, what's up, bro?"
"We saw you coming around. We want to interview you."
"Yeah. How you doing?"
"Good. Matthew."
"You out here, huh?"
"Yeah."
"Oh, you got a lot of people here that have signed this."
"Nice to meet you, man."
"What are you doing? This is epic. Are you going across the country?"
"Yeah."
"Where'd you start?"
"By Chicago."
"By Chicago?"
"Yeah."
"Wait a second."
"So I came down to Arkansas to see my grandfather. Then I came over to Hominy to see my mother and my brother. Just spent the weekend in Edmond with a friend, and now I'm on my way to Vegas to see my sister." "Yeah, so the story goes, I was baptized and born again over a year ago." "9:23, however, he said, if any one of you would seek to come after me, deny yourselves, take up your cross, and follow me." So I kind of knew right away what he wanted from me, because my uncle actually lived out on the coast of California when he was young. Yeah, yeah. So after I submitted to it, I said, "You know, that makes sense. I can't drive. Let's go for a walk. Where would you have me go?" And he said, "Go see your family and come back up to Colorado." So as I said, I left just south of the city of Chicago, up in Illinois. My grandfather's in Hot Springs, Arkansas. My mother and my brother were in Hominy, Oklahoma. My sister's in Vegas. Then I'm off to Colorado.
Wow.
So after I got my destinations, I hopped on the navigation app and put my four stops in. Hit the little walk button to see how long it might take. It was actually estimated 40 days and 40 nights. Yeah.
That's epic.
So it pretty well had to happen after that. The 12th, so this is week 6. The beginning of week 6.
Wow.
All the way from Chicago.
Walking the entire way?
No, I get rides here, right?
Really?
Yeah. No more than 33 miles at a time.
Oh, really? Would you let us take you 33 miles?
Where are you guys up?
Towards El Reno at the end of the day. Yeah.
Basically said that he had an overdose that thought was going to kill him, to where he recovered and went skydiving and gave his life to the Lord. And from then he gave up all his worldly possessions and hit the road. His church basically put up a Facebook page called Crosswalk 2022. And you guys can check that out to check out his progress. He's actually almost to his final destination. So you guys should check in with him right now. Yeah, if you guys happen to be anywhere along the path, he'll take a ride up to 33 miles, and he's going to bury that cross somewhere in the top northern part of Colorado.
"Laura, thank you for delaying their journey a day and crossing our paths, and thank you for the Chuck House and these gifts we're about to receive. Father, I just pray that you continue to use us according to your will, to keep us surrendered and aligned and calibrated to your will, and just continue to raise up this revival in these final days. All these things we ask in Jesus' name."
Oh, that's mine. That seems very scary.
Yeah,
that's how you feel about the vaccine.
Hello. Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. How are you guys? She asked if we were doing okay, yes. Oh, yeah, you'll be fine out here. Right?
Bit of B-roll right here of this dude walking to Colorado with a cross. We took him to lunch.
Perfect, B-roll. Stop right here.
You want me to call you when I get to the crib and then we'll work out a rendezvous for you or something?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I'll send you some.
We were blessed to be able to take this man to lunch and have grace over food and just get to hear his story and how compelling and impressive it was to actually see what a spiritual force can do to somebody. So we just want to just say God bless you, man, and we wish you well, and we hope you continue your journey, and we're behind you 100%. And just want to give a shout out. If you guys ever have to run past, this is our friend Vessel of Mercy's Christian group. They're an amazing band, and they should get in an event together with you and perform. So once again, everybody, have a wonderful evening. God bless.
Can you get?
I'll do it right now.
Would you like green from marijuana?